Good evening, everyone. Our Halacha Gems learning tonight and this week has been generously sponsored by our dear friends Jerry and Riva Barbalat in honor of their son Yaakov's bar mitzvah this past Shabbos. Mazel tov. We continue to share in the simcha, and they and the entire extended family should continue to have nachas from this simcha and from all simchas in Mirtz Hashem, together with our community and your family and friends for many years to come. Thank you for your generous sponsorship. Continuing in Hilchas Tfila, in Simen Tzadi Gimel 93, where the din is Kodem Sheis Palatzerch Lishois, the halachas of what it is that a person is supposed to do in preparation, anticipation of Tfila, and certain mindsets that a person is supposed to have. So we learn that Mishnah Berurah, in commenting on what was stated, Lo Yispalo Mitech Schaik Ela Mitech Simcha Shel Mitzvah, when a person davens, one doesn't pray Mitech Schaik with a sense of levity or a sense of joking, but rather a person is davening mitoich simcha shel mitzvah. Now we know that there are a variety of different types of mindsets or emotions, and specifically too as relates to describing simcha. There's something that we refer to as a simcha shel halelos. Halelos is a certain emptiness, it's bereft of the meaning for which the simcha is meant to be experienced, that is with a certain barren of what it's supposed to be. And then there's something called simcha shel mitzvah, that a person derives joy and happiness and pleasure from the performance of the mitzvah, that's extracting from the actual performance of the mitzvah in and of itself, and the simcha, the attitude that a person has in doing that mitzvah. So how a person davens is predicated on the need, it should be mitoich simcha shel mitzvah. So the commentaries explain, as we see, lekaman and simen tzadi ches, in chapter 98, so in Sifkotan Hay, so the comment is as follows: Shelo yispalel kishein datum yusheves alav machmas ezitzar or kas oimipnei tircha haderech. That the language is that a person should not daven. We're being more specific. What it means mitech schok or some type of levity or distraction really is what it is, that a person should have a yishuv hadas, that a person should have a certain calm, a serenity about that person. If a person feels a certain tsar, a certain pain, a certain anguish, or a certain anger that a person has, you feel unsettled, so it's better a person doesn't daven, because it's a blemished tefillah. It's a mitoich simcha shel mitzvah that's a person's tefillah supposed to be. But if it's machmas ezot tsar or kas, and ipnei a tircha, being a person's terech, haderech, a person has an abundance of burden because of the traveling that a person's making, a person's very distracted, compromising the kavanah, so that's not what a person should do. It's brought down in the Sefer Chassidim that he writes the following: Kosef she'oisim ha'omdim b'tfila, those who daven and stand in Shemon Esrei and other parts of davening, umarim atzmam keyofim, that a person, they seem and they act as if they're ayef. What's ayef? They're tired. They're lazy. They're just ayef. They're just wasted. So a person who acts in such a way, so aleim akosav aimer, it is of such a person that the prophet Yeshaya said in the chapter Perek Mem Gimel Pasuk Chaf Beis, of which it is describing such a person, where the pasuk says famously, "Vele oisi karasu Yaakov ki yagata bi Yisrael." But you did not call out to me, O Yaakov, Jacob, for you grew weary of me, O Israel. And this is a sense of being accused, and the way the Navi Yeshaya accuses Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, that there was a certain ayef, there was a certain tired, a certain weariness. So a person who acts like such a tired person and such a weariness, specific to how they're aimed in mitfila, so that's a manifestation of this pasuk, v'haysif. But moreover, says the Sefer Chassidim, Shesheirish atfila, that the root of davening, simcha, that what we find it is, it's a simchas leiv b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. A person finds a heart that is filled with joy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They feel close to, they feel connected, they feel happy in serving Hashem. Shenemar, and this is based on a pasuk, he says, in Tehillim, Kapitel Kofhei, chapter, Kapitel 105, Pasuk Gimel, where the pasuk describes such a person who finds simchas leiv b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, where the pasuk says, "Yishalu b'shem kodesh yismach lev mevakshe Hashem," say as part of the hodu, part of the beginning of Pesukei Dezimra, those kapitulach of chapters of Tehillim that we say, "Yishalu b'shem kodesh yismach lev mevakshe Hashem," which literally means that glory in His holy name is what we find May the heart of those who seek Hashem be glad. That one who davens and seeks Hashem, liyismach lev, this person should have simcha in his heart, mevakshe Hashem, those who seek out and petition and daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the mindset, that a person should have not anger, not tsar, not tircha. A person should not be in a situation of ayef, a person of tired, of weary, of lethargic, but rather of simcha shel mitzvah, which is a manifestation of yismach lev mevakshe Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here and pick up. And may Hashem, from my family, tears, I wish you a healthy and a safe and a beautiful evening.